featured this one earlier in the week. Of course, CeCe Winans, give me the name of the song. Quite a few of you were able to give me the name of the song 30 seconds into the song. Some of you heard one of the major changes in the song and you said, oh yeah, 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 I remember the name of it now. I know which song that is. Yes, indeed. Beautiful, powerful song. What a song of mercy, love, gratitude.
You weren't there.
That's the song. That is the name of the song. Alabaster Box. That's exactly right. Hats off to you. Now, here's what I want you to be thinking about. I discussed this earlier in the week. And this won't be a question that, you know, is just a giveaway. You're going to have to think a little bit about this one. Here's the question. Well, let me give you a fact first. Related to the question, then I'll ask the question. CeCe Winans has been determined to have been the best selling female gospel artist of all times. Is that true or is that false? Yes, that is true. Best selling female gospel artist of all times. As of what year? CeCe Winans. Best-selling female gospel artist of all times as of what year? I gave the year. What year was it, ladies and gentlemen? She has been known as the best-selling as of what year?
My praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box.
I think that's one of the reasons, too, that she is just so mightily embraced. CeCe Winans is one of the many who brings us songs that truly penetrate into the mind through to the heart, helping us realize just how close our God is and just how much we need him. All right. Building a better black business. Oh, yep, 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 you know it. I'm going to let you hear some more of Alabaster Box. All right, so here we go, though. Building a better black business. I was talking about those customs that are connected to values in America. because there are people who truly value making sure that, and fortunately, not all people are like this. And that needs to be said now, because that's true. This is true. Not all people are like this, but enough people are like this that it is a custom in our country that biased hiring practices is prevalent. And why? Because there are many, many people who value making sure that the best jobs with the best pay are given to members of the white community. That's a reality. It is a very sad, unfortunate reality, but it is a reality. Remember what I've said, though. Not all white people are like that. Enough white people are like that, that this has been shown to be a prevalent problem in America. So when we talk about customs and values that may change as people of color become the majority population in America, we need to realize that changes in some of these customs, changes in some of these values will not be a bad thing. Those changes will actually be good. Now, here's the thing. A lot of the people who have observed and followed closely what's been going on talk about, because of these issues that I've just mentioned, that black people are constantly fighting for equality and equity. But here's the thing. They point something else out that also is sad and unfortunate, that as a culture, we're also adding, we, the black community, are adding what they're calling a shady tax on top of the black tax. They call these other customs and values and practices that I mentioned, unequal promotion, unfair housing, etc., they call that the black tax. But they're also describing what they call a shady tax on top of that, causing the black community to be double taxed. And this is what they mean by the shady tax: self-sabotage, greed, unprofessionalism. Has anyone ever gone into a black-owned business and experienced unprofessionalism? I know I have. I remember having gone into a store some years ago, and I wanted to buy the product that I was going to buy. There was a specific item, title, etc., that I wanted. I couldn't find it. I mean, I looked. I could not find it. I mean, and there was so much to search through trying to find this. The merchandise was not well categorized, so it was difficult to even know where to start to look. So I saw the store owner, the man who owned the business, who had been in business for some time. He was having a personal conversation with a friend of his behind the counter. And I knew they were having a personal conversation because they were talking loud enough that you could easily hear the discussion. It was a personal conversation. It had nothing to do with the operation of that business. It was a personal conversation. It was pretty lively. It wasn't a debate. It was just a conversation. And for the most part, they were in agreement with each other, but they were really caught up, really caught up. He didn't pay any attention to me. And so eventually I walked on over, excused myself, and asked if I could ask a question. The business owner particularly had a somewhat irritated look on his face. Apparently he didn't like the idea of having his important conversation interrupted. I told him what I was looking for and asked if he could tell me where to find it. He remained behind the counter, standing next to his friend, and just pointed in a general direction. There must have been, I don't know, 12, maybe 15 different shelving areas that I could have gone to looking for this thing that I was looking for. I'm deliberately not telling you the type of product that it was, because if I told you the type of product it was, a lot of you would figure out who I'm talking about. And I really don't want to take it in that direction. I just want to point out the lack of professionalism that can be prevalent, in fact, is prevalent in so many black businesses. Again, the custom is so common that this is something that the black community is not only talking about all across the country, but is writing about in magazines and putting it online. The problem is that bad. He never did come from behind that counter to help his customer find what I was looking for. He just pointed in a general direction and said, you should be able to find it over there. I had no idea where he was pointing. But he pointed, said I could find it over there, and went right back to his personal conversation. I left the store and have not been back to that branch since. I may have gone to one other branch sometime after that, but for the most part, I'll put it this way. I think I gave that operation, that organization, one more opportunity, but I was so turned off by that poor treatment, I was no longer interested in patronizing him. So I started going back to other businesses that were run, owned and run by members of the white community, where I received better attention.